Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. The poll question is there. Every week we ask a different question, and we want to know what you think. And I report on that, too. And well, not only that, but when you click your answer, you can see how the poll is going so far. And then we report on what the poll turned out, how it turned out, in our newsletter and on the show. So check out all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that you can find that Jim Donovan has deposited with us over the last 13-plus years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Jim is one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Jim Donovan, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jim, I remember way back in 98 when you first joined us, hearing you talking about all the lists that you were part of, all the little communities, long before anybody ever used the term social media, you were really mining the relationships, building networks of folks who were following your wisdom and reading about, you know, the things that you were saying, and you were doing that for others as well. And these listservs from years ago, talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, I'm a techno junkie here. I love technology. I mean, I love, my favorite thing is my iPad. And so I've adopted the Internet all right from the beginning. I got online in 1989. And when the web came along in 95, this was like the greatest thing since sliced bread for me. So I've always been part of the online community. I just love the ability. I love the fact that I have the ability to communicate with people all over the world.
Right.
Now, in real time, they used to be in listservs, like you said, and all those kinds of things, chat rooms and forums and all. But now we've got live dialogue going. We've got all kinds of things going with social media. And one of the things that bothers me a lot, we were talking in the break, is that so many small business people are not taking advantage of these tools. I don't. Somebody told me that something like 40% of small businesses don't have a website.
It's probably more like about 50%.
Really? I have trouble believing that, but I know it's true because I understand.
It is hard to believe, especially since we have the technology for you to build one for free, and the wizards that will help you build it, you can build your own and build it for free.
Yeah. And I host multiple sites for $10 a month. Now, how bad is that? I used to pay $100 a month for one site. So it's gotten so cheap. And the social media component, and people aren't, I don't know if everyone is seeing the fact that what's happened with social media is it's brought local search into the forefront. I mean, people are looking for your business now.
That's the huge part people are missing. And I don't know how, because I talk about it all the time. I'm glad you brought that up. Local search is huge, and it's one of the best things that ever happened to a small business.
Well, here's a good example. I was working with a local jeweler. Years ago, we were putting together a social media program, and she had a customer came in. The guy was in New Hope, Pennsylvania, having lunch with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Over lunch, he proposed. She said yes. He whipped out an iPhone, did a search for jewelers in my current location. Up pops her jewelry store, and they walked over there. They bought a $10,000 diamond ring.
Wow.
I was out for a day. I mean,
when he said jewelers in Southwest Philadelphia or whatever, she was right.
No, it's not even that. If you're using, like I use Yelp for a lot of things, it says, you know, use my current location. So it knows exactly where I am.
Right.
So if the jeweler's next door, it's going to tell me that. It's going to search by proximity.
Yep.
Or by something. But if you're not in that mix, you're not even coming up.
Google, you can do it on Google, and you don't even have to do anything. You just put the search in, and it'll tell you where everything is nearby.
Yeah, exactly. But and if you're not in there, if you haven't claimed your address on Google.
Right. And this has nothing to do with how old your company is. This has nothing to do with whether you can sell anything online. It has nothing to do with you have anything. I mean, folks, you could have nothing more than a one-dimensional, one-page brochure. If it's got phone number and directions and the and whatever it is that you sell, then you know it could make a difference just in the local search example.
This guy just wanted to know where there was one because he wasn't from the area. I mean, that cost the business nothing to do that. There's right. no paid advertising in there. And right. Google Plus, G Plus, is going to be another game changer, from what I can tell.
How's that?
Well, their growth has been phenomenal. They got to 10 million users in 16 days.
Hmm.
It took Facebook 852 days
yeah.
to get to the same number of users. So this thing's good. They're not even out of beta yet. It's growing like a weed because they're integrating everything into the Google system.
Mm-hmm.
And again, people are going to be able to go in there, and I can land on a website, and I can hit a little plus one button, and that gives you a little bump in rankings. And, but you've got to be in the game. It was the old lottery thing. You've got to be in it to win.
You've got to show up. That's exactly
yeah,
right.
So here's
the thing that they don't get. They think that they've got to have a fancy smancy website, but folks, that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about showing up. We're just talking about being there at all in any form.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Websites have become, they're getting to the yawn stage at this point, I think.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, website. Yeah. I'm more interested in what my Facebook profile looks like. I'm more interested in what I'm doing in social.
And that's another story that we'll have to talk about when you come back next time.
Oh, yeah.
But in the meantime, give us your website again, please.
It's Jim Donovan, JimDonovan.com.
Is that the thing we hang off of Facebook.com, too? Is that the name we hang off of that?
Well, Facebook.com/Jim's Gems is my personal profile.
G-E-M-S.
Jim Donovan Author.
Yeah.
Yeah, J-E-M-S. Or Jim Donovan Author. If you Google me, I come right up.
You'll find it. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see
my
you next time.
Anytime.
Say hi to Georgia for us. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.